All right, I'm here with Brian Arco. I've lived with him for, what is this, our 4th year living together?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. He has been my roommate since sophomore year, so he's seen me before, during, and after diagnosis, so I'm going to ask him some questions. When did you, I guess, first see that something was up with the way I was acting? Okay, let me rephrase that. Was I doing anything weird or different, like in January, February of 2008?
Yes, you weren't eating nearly as much as you used to. Obviously, I couldn't really see this, but you complained about going to the bathroom a lot. And your weight loss was pretty apparent. And then towards the end, close to diagnosis, was really bad, just how skinny you were.
Okay. And I don't know if you had already gone to work or not the day that I went to the hospital, but like, when did you find out I was in the hospital?
I found out at work. I think I either got a voicemail or a text message from Alex saying that you went to the hospital, but I knew you had gone to the doctor the day before.
Okay. Did you know anything about diabetes before I was diagnosed?
Probably the very basics. My grandpa was diabetic.
What kind?
One, type one.
So was he diagnosed when he was young too?
You know what? I
Too
don't know.
young? Yeah,
I don't know.
chances are he probably had it before you were born. Let's see. Did I say anything? Do you remember anything from when I was in the hospital? Was I goofy or did I say anything weird?
When you were in the hospital?
Yeah.
No, you seemed okay when I was there. You just seemed normal again, really.
Were there any like big positive changes that you saw kind of right away after like maybe like 2 weeks after I had been on insulin?
Started eating a lot again. Much more than when you were sick, obviously.
Get that diabetic pasta.
Yeah. And your just overall like spirits were higher. You weren't like super tired all the time, and you were back to just being yourself, laughing a lot, cracking jokes, just having fun.
Okay, and I guess two final questions. Has my having diabetes affected your life in any way? I mean, obviously, it's not life-changing for you, but are there any little things that you do different?
Nothing I do differently. I'm just more aware. Obviously aware of symptoms for you, and then if I'm ever somewhere and someone's having some type of reaction, I might know what's going on.
Yeah, I remember you and Joyce. Alex Joyce is another roommate that we lived with. Both were peeing a lot one couple days, and you both came to me and were like, "Oh my God, I've peed this many times."
Yeah, that was us being a little goofy,
Whatever,
really.
it's funny. All right, and I guess does and obviously you have your grandpa was diabetic. Does having someone that you know well affect the way you view other diabetics? Like when I was small, if you had told me someone had diabetes, I would have thought that's gross. I don't want to stand next to that person. But that's being a tiny kid, you know?
No, I mean, I don't view in any like other way. I mean, I view it as, a sickness that is, unfortunate, obviously, but it's very manageable. And whoever has it, there's no reason they can't have a normal life,
10 o'clock, do you know where my insulin is? No, you don't.
I have no idea.